100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We got a bunch of stories in on the topics for this week. Yes, I said topic because it's a pick two. Crystalline, copper, outbreak, demure, paper thin, bonus, and bleach. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you in a few minutes, all right?
Greetings. Jay Radom is here with my entry for Weekly Challenge 793 and the Pick 2. My story is entitled Getting Stoned in Almost the Worst Way Possible. Isaac hated doctor's offices and emergency rooms. The worst part was the indignity inherent in waiting to be seen. It's almost impossible to be demure and maintain decorum in a paper-thin examination gown. Adding injury to his indignity, he had been through all this before. He was in pain, and it wasn't some big mystery. Dull and sharp, acute and diffuse, specifically localized in his groin and radiating into his back. Or maybe the other way around. Either way, he knew what it meant. His healthy diet was causing calcium oxalate to crystallize in his urine and shred his kidneys. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two story. The two I've picked are Paper Thin and Demure. The story's called Next Door Nightmare. The walls here are paper thin. It's almost as if my neighbour shared the space with me. It's not pleasant. Arriving home after a long day at work, the last thing I want to hear is the sound of porn played at full volume, accompanied by the buzzing of what must be an industrial-strength vibrator, followed by her own shrieks of gratification. Or very late at night, when she comes home drunk with unsavoury company. You can guess the rest. Yet, when you meet her, she's ever so demure. 93 years young, and butter wouldn't melt. There we are, all done. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Her eyes are copper, compelling, and mysterious. You feel drawn to her presence, enthralled by her charm, held captive in her gaze, and powerless to resist. Her touch rouses passion and pleasure. She has infected you, and a slow, inevitable, insidious outbreak of love spills its viral load throughout your body, your life, your very soul. You have succumbed. And now, you will suffer. Spurned, abandoned, lost and ashamed, love turns to bitterness, pain and anger. It eats away from the inside, destroys you, and leaves you a broken and empty husk. You're just another helpless victim, unrequited and alone.
Bye. Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 793, with a pick-two challenge. It's actually the 3rd of July, and they're already shooting fireworks off randomly outside, so if you hear an explosion, I'm not going to re-record. So here's my story. It took Bilbert's family longer to get on the road than expected. The Lunchbox Museum didn't open until noon, but as a bonus, their admission gave them free entry to the Toy Train Museum near Ukiah. By the time they reached Eureka, the sky was copper in the rays of the setting sun over the Pacific Ocean. Unfortunately, the real estate office that had the keys to their new house was closed, and they spent the night in a cheap hotel on the edge of town. Bilbert went to sleep to the rhythmic thumping on their room's paper-thin walls. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Sorry about last week. I got, ill. Worst I've had in 2 decades. Couldn't breathe. Hard to do podcast when can't breathe. So, I'm back. This was from last week. The prompt was... Be prompt? Ha ha ha. How odd. And the title of my story is A Limited Set of Rules. If you are born middle class, you're bound by a limited set of rules. Oddly, if you're poor or rich, you can be pretty damn rude most of the time. Middle class, it tends to be beat out of you in social interactions. Near the top of the list is being on time, being prompt. To advance this condition, I plan out all actions to allow for the worst possible case scenario. Thus, I'm always 30 minutes early in all events. This wasn't easy to do. My mom often said, I'd be late for my own funeral. Well, at least I'd be well dressed. And the second story will be the second story. Title called Paper Thin Demure. Some folk are thick-skinned, most in a metaphoric fashion, a few in point of fact. I am thin-skinned in both modalities. I can be crushed with a mere glance. I take way too much stock in the opinions of others. Age has blunted it, but not nearly enough. As to the depth of dermal, it is amazingly thin. My first wife was amazed that she could write her name on my back with her finger. The finger, not the nail. She called me her African Violet. It's so bad, I actually get windburn. Sucks to be me. And that's it for this week. I pray for a return of oxygen into my body. Stay safe. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hey, good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 793, which was a pick two. I picked bonus and outbreak, and here's my story. There was a 5-credit bonus for every body we brought in for cremation. On a good week, me and Brady could bring in 100 or more. Brady knew where to find them. Like a sixth sense with him. If our body count was low, we had a backup plan. They never looked too close at the bodies. As long as they were dead and had been for a while, nobody cared. They ignored little things like stab wounds or bullet holes. They didn't ask any questions and we didn't say anything. All they cared about was avoiding another outbreak.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Ah, dreams, those wondrous moments of sheer leisure. Some are just wonderfully peaceful, others are inspiring, most are memorable. Really, I don't recall most of my dreams. Oh, poor you, such a simpleton. All dreams are a bonus, an added plus to our boring existence. To be honest, not all dreams are a bonus. Some are like an outbreak of something weird. You simple you, those would be nightmares and not dreams. It does depend, doesn't it? It does. Yes, if one is somewhat masochistic, a nightmare would be a dream. I'm not that much of a simpleton, am I? And this is my story for this week. Kind of a silly one. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Take off your shoes, whispers the hooded and cloaked caretaker. Wendy takes off her heels, sets them on the mat, and walks in. A copper statue stands at the end of the gallery. Demure and welcoming, it beckons Wendy to approach. Exquisite in detail, Wendy can see every hair, every line in the statue's skin, almost real. She touches it to feel the texture, and hardly notices the zinc plate under her feet. The caretaker watches Wendy engulfed in flames as the massive charge runs through her body. He'll mop up the mess and add the shoes to his collection.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics of crystalline copper outbreak, demure, paper-thin bonus, and bleach. Well, at least I picked two of them. The topics for next week, it's just a topic, so many questions. Oh, man, July 4th, what can you say? Got the next week off, so what am I going to be doing? A whole bunch of writing? Whole bunch of recording. No, probably just sit inside, watch TV, and grumble that it's so hot outside. Oh, well. Hope you all enjoy the day. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.